changes in healthcare. I'm CJ Jackson, and this is the Business Review.
The challenge in America is to improve our healthcare delivery system, to improve our lives, improve our quality of life, improve our longevity. And how do we do all this cost effectively?
University Professor Ann Mirabito says one way is through retail health clinics found in supermarkets, drugstores, even airports. These convenient care clinics offer a narrow range of services. Appointments aren't necessary, and the prices are posted, so there are never any surprises.
In a retail clinic, a nurse practitioner provides the care. The service menu is limited to conditions that can be diagnosed and treated without physician evaluation. Retail clinics are terrific for things like flu, sore throat, pink eye, ringworm.
And with the innovation of electronic medical records, the retail clinic can exchange information with the patient's primary care physician. Online records enable doctors to know a patient's medical history and track their physical condition over time. Mirabito says another way to emphasize convenience and individualized health care is through a more comprehensive, patient-centered medical home.
In a medical home, a primary care doctor quarterbacks a team of healthcare providers, specialists, nutritionists, nurse practitioners. That care includes wellness care, preventive care, as well as acute and chronic condition care. The team approach helps to make sure that patients don't slip between the cracks and that they are getting the treatments that they need when they need them. Patients who use medical homes tend to have better medical outcomes. They tend to be more satisfied with their experience, and the costs tend to be lower.
The Business Review is a production of KWBU and the Handkammer School of Business at Baylor University. You can access this segment at kwbu.org.